after our break. Who is alone doing our business tonight? Is someone
yes, part of
that?
Lyle? Yeah. Mike nominated me.
Let's see.
All told. Any guests, Gene? You didn't vaporize or make any new guests coming in. Okay. Renewals. No renewals. This meeting's going pretty fast. Okay, you all got emails from Mike about Barbershop of the Year, and the deadline is this coming Wednesday, December 1st.
That's by email after this meeting.
Yes. So get them into Mike as soon as possible.
Deadline is, what is that, Wednesday?
This Wednesday, December the 1st, you have to have it emailed into Mike by then or on that date.
They have the final verdict, so I can order the stuff from society.
So you need the final verdict by the first.
Yes, the end of the first.
So that means tomorrow. Ooh. You got to have your vote in by tomorrow. So email Mike, tell him what your vote is. You can see the list of who the eligible candidates are and what have you. Brent, chorus night out.
Ah, thingy. Okay, so. Some of you already kind of know what's in the works here, but we've kind of got some details and everything pegged it down. We do our concert on the 11th. The following Monday, the 13th, is when we do our all dinner thing at the machine shed, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Then after the 13th, after that Monday, we have the next two Mondays off. That's our little winter holiday break. The next time we come back is usually the first Monday in January, which is, I think, the 3rd is what that date is. However, we're not going to be meeting on that Monday. Instead, we're going to be meeting on Thursday. I think it's the 6th, am I right? What are things doing math? Okay, so Thursday the 6th. We are all going to get together at a place called The Great Escape in Altoona.
Oh.
It is not an escape room, but it is a bowling alley and arcade and a food kind of establishment. And what we are going to do is have a good time together. We're going to play some frames of... do some bowling. We're going to have food. It's going to be included as part of the evening. Some of you might have questions. Can we bring spouses and things? I don't have the answer to that question. Yes. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do on that evening. Yes?
It's actually in Pleasant Hill.
Oh, it's Pleasant Hill. Did I say Altoona?
Yeah.
No, sorry, I meant Pleasant Hill.
But
yeah.
It's
in Pleasant Hill.
It's out of my house.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yes, Pleasant Hill. Now, we want this to be fun and fellowship for us, but more importantly, the whole goal is that this is the night to invite guests to be with us. We have a private room where we're going to be showing videos of some of past years, like champion quartets and choruses doing their sets and things to give them an opportunity to see what Barbershop is, to learn about what it is, and kind of get excited about that. We're going to be singing some tags in this little room as well. So it's a great time to invite people that have not been part of the chorus to see what is going on. And we'll get to have fun getting to know them, do things like bowling and eat together and all that kind of stuff, too. Okay? What we need very quickly, did he give you a timeline or when he needed? We need to just kind of get an RSVP because we pay by the person to get meal and drink tickets, which you get a couple drinks included, and those are both either, I think, domestic on tap beers or sodas and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a fun evening of just good times together, and y'all get to see how horribly I bowl. Okay, I've even touched a bowling ball for like 10, 15 years, so who knows what's going to happen when that thing leaves my hands. So come just for the numbers and stay for the food and the dance. But really, I want to sincerely place on your hearts that the whole goal for this is to bring in new people, bring in guests, people that are interested in singing would be a good addition to our group. This is the night to invite them.
You want to do a show of hands? How many people think they'd be coming?
What's the name of the place again? It's called The Great Escape. It's in Pleasant Hill. Okay? Can you be there? Thursday the 6th. It's the first Thursday in January.
That's
well, it looks like almost. Good. We've got like some maybe over here, but otherwise it looks like everyone else is in.
23, 24.
It's like 5:30 to 9:30.
It'll be 5:30 to 9:30, and I think we start first with bowling, and we actually eat in the lane, I think they said, and so we sort of eat and bowl at the same time. So that's like the true athletic way of bowling. Nachos and hand dryers. Here we go. Yeah, it really helps, yeah.
Okay, it looks like we have just about 25 hands up. I would assume if you take that times two, the number of people coming to that?
How many of you think you've got someone that you, hold up number of guests you think you can bring?
You can bring your significant other, too. I mean,
I don't know about that. Because, it is, this isn't expensive for the course. We're trying to make it sort of an on ramp for guests. We're going to keep it sort of parallel, central. So I don't know about that. I'm still thinking about that. If we do significant others, then they might have like eight or away or something, because they cannot bankroll all of this. But let me think about that some more. I don't know the answer to that. Okay, so, hey, fingers again. How many guests are you bringing? How many guests? Fingers.
One, two,
three. One, maybe two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I would say let's plan on like 15 guests.
That's 40. That's how my 40. We're about 40. 40.
Yep.
Pretty close.
Cool. Okay. So that puts us in what, eight? Eight lanes, or at least eight teams? There'll be four lanes, eight teams, right? Okay, I forgot that.
Do we...
Maybe not have too much.
Do we need to advertise no masks or not?
I don't know where we're going to be at that point. We'll figure that out as we get closer, and that'll probably be a little bit up to the establishment itself.
You can't eat with a mask on.
No, you can't. That's right. Let's
see, John. I got a package on my front porch today. I got this little thing that has a big 50 on it. Woo!
Nice. All right. Let's put 50, please. Yeah. All right. Take your well-earned 10 minutes, everybody.
Greg, well, tickets. Let's see. As of tonight, there were 39 tickets sold online. I don't know about others, but I'm getting a lot of stubs. Make sure you get your stubs off of the paper tickets you sell, filled out, and back to me or to Bob. I mean, next Monday would be really great because I've got to enter them into a database.
I'll be there about 6 o'clock because guys don't want to be tickets when these guys want you.
So I've got a good number to put in this week. But
right now we've got $530 turned in. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I know there's some guys out there got tickets, so bring your tickets.
Yeah, I've got another couple hundred bucks.
And the money. So.
Cool.
Okay.
And try to get it paid this year so it will make him happy, too. Don't wait till 22 to pay.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Please. Now, since you guys are in the mood to holding up your arms, on the 13th, when we have our installation dinner, I kind of like a head count. How many people are going to be coming? So if you're planning on going and you're bringing your spouse, I don't know, I'd hold up two fingers instead of one. So we can count. Greg, you count, and I'll count on this one and see if we get the same thing.
Four. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I want to know who Elliot's spouse is.
Oh, girlfriend.
Absolutely not. She lives in New York.
Bringing my mom. 37 is what I got.
Okay, that's close, yeah.
Okay. Well, we might tell the machine should plan on 40.
What did you think?
You know, these young guys might pick somebody up on the street by you.
Okay. Everyone's sincere Christmas wish.
Sincere Christmas wish. Anyway, the only other thing on this agenda was you and Eldon talking about the show. Do we want to do that now or later? Have we already done?
We kind of know what we're doing, right? We're just going to show up next Monday. We're going to get instructions. We're going to be good.
Okay.
So take your 10 minutes. Be here at 8:10.
Just a second. Please.
More.
Yeah. Just a little bit more. I sent out an email that had a letter attached from Dr. Duffy.
Yeah.
Here. She asked our chorus to sponsor an individual in their choir tour next year. She asked for $2,500. Your board has decided that we would send her $2,000, which we did do. And that was a thank you letter from that for $2,000. What we want to do is have enough revenue come in from the show that we could also send that other $500 to help that individual a gentleman who's going to go on the tour. So it's really important that we sell more tickets so we can have the funds to fully support that student on their trip. Otherwise, he's going to have to come up with $500, and we would really like to be able to support him to do that.
That's no big deal for a college student to come up with $500.
Anyway, I sent that out so that you know what your board has done, and so that you know that we are supporting the students here at Grandview as part of our thing.
They do not charge us any rent for use of the space. We usually try to make a donation to the music department, but this year Dr. Duffy asked, instead of making a donation to the music department, there was a student that was in need and really wanted to be able to travel with the chorus on their tour. And so that was what we did this year in lieu of kind of making a donation to Grandview for the months they allow us to use this space, and they have been really good to us. So there you go.
Hey, Gary!
Well,
no.
It's Santa Claus.
No. We were just getting ready to take our 10-minute break.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming for the break.
So it's just the time.
Yes.
Timing is everything. But Gary has a guest.
He does.
I do. This is my wife, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Hi. 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 So we're going to take a quick 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and do some more work on Candy Cane. All right? All right. Take 10.
Go be.
Hey, welcome.